Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. It is my pleasure to be with you today. Today is Thursday, January 29th, 2009. And we have a very special show scheduled. We're actually waiting for our guest, Bobby Shriver, to call in, and we expect him any moment. So until he gets here, just want to welcome everybody. Again, if you're listening to the live broadcast, it is at broadcast@blogtalkradio.com. Those of you that are not familiar with Blog Talk Radio, many of you are, we broadcast our shows live. They're streamed on Blog Talk Radio's website. And then they're archived as a podcast, which should be ready around 30 minutes after the live show is over. And all of my shows can be subscribed into iTunes, or they can be found at blogtalkradio.com/Alan Levy. And that's blogtalkradio.com/Alan Levy. And prior to Bobby Shriver coming on, we're going to talk about Product Red. So just to give everyone a little background, Bobby is a co-founder and chairman of Product Red, and actually he may be online here, so let's see if we could bring him in. Hi, Bobby.
Hi.
Is that you?
Hi.
How are you? Well, thank you for joining me today on Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, great. Well, why don't I was just kind of letting my audience know who you are, and then we'll get into it and talk about, there's so many great things to discuss. Well, Bobby Shriver is a co-founder and chairman of Product Red. As a member of the iconic Kennedy clan, son of Eunice and Sergeant Shriver, a brother of Maria Shriver and brother-in-law Arnold Schwarzenegger, and, of course, nephew of John, Robert, and Ted Kennedy. And we're very excited that you joined today to talk about what's going on, kind of your views on different things, including Product Red. And so welcome. Thank you.
Thanks.
So just to get it out of the way, we know, many of us saw your Uncle Ted and he had a seizure at the Obama inaugural. How's he doing?
So far as I know, he's doing great.
Excellent. Awesome. So why don't we talk about Product Red and, let our audience know about it. Of course, many people have seen the front, the person who's your partner and co-founder, Bono. But maybe you could tell us a little about Product Red and when it was established and its missions and so on.
It was established, I think now almost 3 years ago, and it arose out of the work that Bono and I were doing in activism in our organization, Data, and another one called One, which are sister organizations that are now combined into One, and we call the resulting organization One. Everybody can go look at it at one.org. Okay. That was I would call it a political advocacy and education work that we started in 1999. On debt relief. That was a movement to forgive the debts of the poorest countries in the world so that people there could be using their money, their little bit of money, to do domestic priorities, education and healthcare and so forth. When we started growing that thing, an organization called the Global Fund was started by the UN. The idea of the Global Fund was to purchase medicine and support healthcare for tuberculosis, malaria, and AIDS in very poor countries. It was supposed to be funded as a public-private partnership, meaning that there would be government money in it and private sector money. Fast forward several years, governments had given it about $10 billion, and it had raised about $3 million from the private sector. So the private sector effort had not been successful. Meanwhile, we had been working on the public sector effort, and we felt a little bit like we had promised, if you will, to various governments that there would be a public-private partnership, and since the private part wasn't materializing, we were a little worried about it. So we decided to try to, do something about that, and Red came from that. It came from trying to get the private sector involved in the Global Fund, financing the Global Fund in a way that wasn't just going and asking them for a charitable contribution, because that had not been successful. We wanted to do something that would generate the money, get not only these large companies involved at their sort of corporate level, but also get their customers give them a tool, so to speak, that they could use to, you know, give a share of the purchase price of the goods to buying these antiretroviral medicines.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty long-winded answer. I apologize.
No, so that's great. No, I think it was a great answer and comprehensive because it kind of let everyone understand how we got to this point. And of course, I had seen recently you have contributed $121 million to the Global Fund. So that's just, you know, a resounding
success. Actually, I don't want to be too much of a quibbler, but we have not contributed.
No, not you, but I mean the Product Red has contributed to the Global
Actually,
Fund.
Product Red hasn't contributed.
Oh, I see. Okay.
No, the way we set it up, which is just what I want to point to, is that the companies contributed themselves.
Okay,
and really, the customers of the companies caused those contributions to be made by purchasing goods.
Right. So you help coordinate this effort. And
that's
some
right.
Of those
that money, the cash never comes into our hands.
Right.
It goes directly to the Global Fund, and then goes directly from the Global Fund to the specific places where it buys the medicine without an overhead charge by the Global Fund. Or by the company. So
right.
You know, people are always worried about overhead and this and that. This money arrives in the countries in Africa where it is destined uncharged for overhead. It does then when it gets to Africa, it gets charged for distribution and so forth within those countries, and there's a very rigorous process there to make sure that there's no funny business in the handling of the money. And the Global Fund has a they manage that process. They do an excellent job of it.
Yeah, so it is quite amazing that there's no overhead allocated to it, so all the dollars are going directly to the Global Fund. And that exactly was going to be my next question. How do you ensure, you know, there's lots of inappropriate things, at least we hear, going on in Africa, to make sure that's really getting to the communities that are most dire need? And are you actively going there? I mean, do you spend a lot of time in Africa seeing the dollars deployed?
I don't myself. I wish I had spent more. But I tell you that the Global Fund does, and other folks working for and with Red do. So I think it's an extremely strong process to monitor the money, and actually it's explained in detail for any of your listeners who want to see it on our website, joinred.com, or even at the Global Fund site, which is globalfund.org. They came up, one of the great things about the Global Fund is that it came up with a new way of doing exactly that. Other aid organizations have different methodologies for doing that, but the Global Funds was a new methodology that too boring to get into all the details, but it's proven to be, you know, pretty effective. And I want to say one other thing, which is, you know, there's always a little bit of, you know, nervousness, like, uh-oh, the Africans are going to steal the money, which I know people feel that, but, you know, having watched what's happened in our own country in the last 6 months,
yeah.
I just would remind the audience that there's, you know, stealing going on in our own country, and in my experience in Africa, there's no more going on there than there is going on here. So although that's always a thing to watch out for, I would never let it defeat my, you know, my own spirit if I did discover one day that in country X someone had, you know, run off with $100,000. Because that would be in the newspaper, you know. Red loses $100,000 to, you know, crook over here.
Right, sure. We don't see that.
To the best of my knowledge, it hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, looking forward, one day it will happen, because there's no perfect system. But it's not a reason, in my experience, to say, oh well, now that's a bad program, because the truth is, to some extent, it's happening in various things all over the world. What you got to do always is think: really positively minded people and sincere people getting 98% of the job done? And if so, if there's 2% that's kind of mucked up, then you know what? Nope, you know, let's not think about that. Let's think about the 98% that's great. And on that topic, you know, when we started this work, or when the Global Fund came into being in 2002, I think the number, not sure about this, but I think the number was that in Southern Africa, sort of 40 or 50,000 people had this medicine. And in the last year, it has gone over 3 million people. That's due not only to the Global Fund, but to the United States government and to President Bush, who put in a program called PEPFAR, the President's Emergency Plan on AIDS Relief, that has now got all these people who would be dead without the medicine, getting the medicine in a fairly short period of time. So there's been a unbelievable success. And meanwhile, many, many people in 2002 said, oh, that'll never be done. You'll never get that done. It's impossible, blah, 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 blah. So here is a tremendous success of the American government and of the international community via the Global Fund in financing treatment for the millions of people who still need this medicine. But the idea that they've gotten more than 3 million on it is a tremendous.
Yeah, that is an amazing number. I was watching on the Jon Stewart show, Jimmy Carter. I don't know if you saw that episode with Jimmy Carter, and they were talking about Bush, and he really praised George Bush on his efforts with regards to AIDS efforts in Africa.
Unfortunately for all of us.
Why isn't that not known? I mean, it seems, you offered that, and it's clear, it's apparent.
I don't know. I'm a Democrat, it's just people, I don't know, they don't want to hear that for some reason. Progressive people, they just, can't believe that George Bush did a good thing. And the hard fact is that he did, and his administration, Condoleezza Rice and Karl Rove, many people in that administration really worked hard to get that program up and running, and they made it successful. And the idea that they worked in a bipartisan way on that issue, they work in a bipartisan way with the parties. They work with us, the evangelical community. They got it done. They deserve credit for that. It's a hard thing to say, but, for example, the Clinton administration did not get it done. They were unable to, millions of reasons, work in a bipartisan way, and they couldn't get it done. So the Bush administration did. They deserve credit for it, and that's it.
Well, maybe in the record, as his, of course, he's had other issues and problems with his presidency, this will go down as one of the bright spots. And
I think it will go down as an enormously bright spot because, it just, when you see people, you go there, ask me about that, and you see people walk into these clinics and just kind of walk in, and a lot of women walk up and someone hands them a vial of pills and they put it in the pocket and walk out.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
It is amazing. What countries are you, is it really, this 3 million figure most targeted to?
You mean the overall, the entire world movement.
Oh, the entire world. So let's say in Africa.
Yeah, RED, I want to make sure your listeners and you, RED didn't do 3 million people. No, that's PEPFAR, really, the American taxpayers is financing the American government's activity over there.
Right, of course, I understand.
And then the Global Fund is the taxpayers of the world, and RED is at $121 million. It's a huge sum of money, but is not financing all of that.
What countries?
It's Sub-Saharan Africa is the hardest hit place in the world for HIV/AIDS. There's a tremendous amount of work done in South Africa, in Lesotho, Swaziland, Nigeria, Ghana, really all over Sub-Saharan Africa. And the Global Fund is active not only there, but also in China and other places, Russia, where there have been significant but undiscussed issues with HIV.
So some of these companies, I just wanted to cite some of them, Apple, Converse, Dell, The Gap, Hallmark, and of course there are others, and of course Starbucks, and Starbucks ran a campaign this holiday season. How was that campaign? How'd that go?
I haven't seen the money yet. Maybe it's come in and I just don't know about it.
Okay.
Sitting out here in Santa Monica, I haven't seen the exact figures on the money yet. But I think on a communications level, it's fantastic. Obviously, that company's reach into the daily lives of Americans is unparalleled. I visit there at least twice a day. So, to have a discussion about AIDS in Africa going on in every Starbucks in America, I mean, when we started in this advocacy on this issue in 1999, if someone had told me that was possible, I would have thought, you know, no, it's impossible. But here, there it was. And there it was at Christmas, and it's even going on now. There's a Starbucks red card now, you know, the little thing that you can use as a card to pay for. They've issued a red version of that that people, I know I'm giving them out as gifts to folks. So the communications bit of that is tremendous. But how much money comes from it depends really on the customers of Starbucks. How often do they use those cards? Do they use the cards? And that's the sort of precarious and incredibly exciting part about Red, is that it's not a for sure thing. Mm-hmm. It really does depend on so-called ordinary people, what their daily purchase decisions are. Do they use the Red Starbucks card? Do they buy the Red Gap T-shirts? Do they take the Dell Red machines when they go on the Dell website and they see the Red one, which is no extra cost? That's a very important thing to point out, that these particular items are not any higher than their non-Red versions, the Red Shuffle or the Red iPod at Apple. Apple also have a gift card. Do they buy the Red one? Because mm-hmm. that's where the money comes from. It doesn't come from me. It doesn't come from Bono. It doesn't come from, you know, Steve Jobs. It comes from the people who are there making their daily purchase decisions.
I could see a Valentine's Day Red thing in the works. Is
well, Hallmark have a tremendous Valentine's
Day.
You know what they've got that's really funny, I think? I did a lot of Christmas cards. Is they've got these cards that you open and it plays music. I don't know if you ever – have you ever seen mm-hmm. those?
Yeah, sure.
I had never. They call them song cards. So we've worked with them, and you know, we've got some very funny songs on Valentine's Day, songs cards. You got to go to a Hallmark store to get them. So some people say to me, oh, I can't find them in the car wash. So I just want to say they're not in the car wash. They're not even in drugstores yet, although they may be in some drugstores. They're really in these Hallmark stores that are in malls that are run or owned by franchise Hallmark a gold store, so people are looking for them there and there. The Hallmark also have amazing wrapping paper. They've got even bags that you buy the bag to put the gift in. I'm a big customer. So creative. They've even got some cards that have little bits of African design on them. They have African poetry, symbols and stuff. They did an amazing job. They sent, I think they've made, they're the staff of the Hallmark Red Project have made, I think, 3 or 4 trips to West Africa to collect materials and poems and stuff. It's an amazingly creative company out there
yeah.
in Kansas City.
So I want to bring on a caller. With Blog Talk Radio, of course, we're streaming this online live at blogtalkradio.com. The archive of this show can be found at blogtalkradio.com/Alan Levy. You could also find it at iTunes. And the format of Blog Talk Radio, of all Blog Talk Radio shows, is we can take callers, and we do have someone, and I'd like you to meet Bobby. Marla, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, so Bobby, Marla Silly is she's known as the Fly Lady. I don't know if you're familiar with the Fly Lady.
I know I should be familiar with the Fly Lady.
You should be.
Well, I can feel that one.
You should be, exactly. Mm. So Marla is a host on Blog Talk Radio, of course, but she has a community that has around 520,000 Yahoo group members. She is the largest Yahoo group. She has people from around the world. And she helps them. She's helped these ladies, her fly babies, quote unquote, run their lives, help them manage their lives. And she wanted to say hello to you and come on for a moment and talk a little about Red. So please meet Marla.
Hi, Marla.
Nice to meet you, Bobby.
Nice to meet you.
Well, it's I just got through doing my show and it ran a little over, so I apologize for being late. And I couldn't get, for some reason, my computer wasn't getting the live stream coming in, and I know it's my computer, Alan, so don't worry about Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
And I wanted to listen to the show, and I said, I'm just sitting here, and Alan said, do you want to come on? So, yes, I always like to meet friends of Alan and help people around the world to help others, because it's when we get rid of our own clutter, that's what I teach. When you get rid of your own clutter, that you're able to step outside of yourself and do things for others, and you're doing such a great job with that with the product Red push.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I think, and the reason why I thought it would be nice for Marla to come on is because her community, you know, may not be, you know, they're not East Coast. I mean, they're in California, they're in Texas, they're out the country, in fact, and throughout the world. But I would think many of them would not be too familiar with Product Red.
I hate to say this on your show, Alan, but I hope you're wrong.
I don't know, Marla, am I wrong? I mean, I want.
Oh yeah,
now
you
they
are wrong.
Oh, I am. I'm sorry.
Well, there are
okay.
red iPods. There are red iPhones.
Okay.
They're right. red things. We love red.
You know what's interesting?
Please forgive
Alan,
me.
Is some of the research we've done has shown that women, in particular younger women, are the most aware of red, and the most enthusiastic about it. And you know, some people, I hate to say this, but sort of white guys over 50.
He's not over 50 yet.
I'm 49.
You can't say that.
Yeah.
All right, Alan. We're going to research you personally after this call. We're going to, some red person is going to come to your office and monitor how many red things you've got there.
I have to love red.
If they're not a lot, where the fly people are going to come after you. So I think women. But, you know, the great thing is that in all communities, whether on the net or in our communities where we live, you know, if people buy this stuff, is the only way red will be successful. You know, people think, you know, Bono did something big or Bobby or some other, you know, celebrity, whatever. It's really not that. It really is you in your daily life buying the Hallmark thing or getting the Starbucks card as a gift for somebody. We all give so many gifts. It's amazing when you really start thinking about how many gifts you give. And if people just turn their attention to these red products, the amount of money, I mean, $121 million
yeah.
in 2 years, it's such a staggering, you know, amount. I know, you probably know my family run this, my mom started the Special Olympics, mm-hmm. and, you know, my brother Tim has been running that for many years, and to, you know, fundraise for a charity, it's tough. And
right,
the
I'm
idea
just gonna
that,
say that
$120 million?
Yeah, it's remarkable. It's
oh my
so well
God.
Conceived, and particularly now with the economic environment and, you know, companies and individuals just strapped for cash, and you've been able to kind of carve out this way. And you know, these major brands that I cited before, and I'm sure others are really love to be associated with this cause because it's a great cause. Are you seeing some, you know, effect of the global economic slowdown in terms of giving and what's happening?
Well, sure. And then I just again I'm a quibbler, as you'll soon see. We hope that the customers of Red don't view their purchases as giving.
No, I understand. That's true. They're buying
red
products. I apologize. It's my
right.
It's
they're
my
buying the products, and you know they continue doing whatever giving they were doing in their life without regard to how many red products they bought or gave as gifts to people, you know, in the ordinary course of their gift-giving. They're still writing checks, we hope, to their favorite charities, including the Global Fund. But, yes, of course, all businesses, I can't find a business that's not down. So our partners are, like all companies, you know, struggling in this environment. Although I saw Apple's figures the other day were pretty amazingly terrific. So I haven't seen their actual red iPod figures yet, but I assume that they're, you know, doing pretty terrific.
If
yeah.
my
so,
women have a choice, Bobby, they will choose something to help somebody else if they've got
yes.
a voice in the product.
That's a very strong finding of our research, and that's why we're extremely excited when any groups of women, and as I hope you both know, Oprah Winfrey was instrumental in the launching of Red in America by doing a show with us, with Bono, really, and Alicia Keys. To launch the brand a couple of years ago, but that's a really big truth. And the more they know, I just want to mention there are a couple other smaller Red partners. We have a skate. You can see all these on the Red website, the Join Red site. We have a skateboard partner, which is called Girl. The skateboard company is called Girl. That's great, and that's also an amazing gift. I gave some of these boards out for Christmas. People love them. We've got. Let's see. We call these red editions. So, Alan, they're somewhat smaller brands, have somewhat smaller product offerings. But I want everybody to be, you know, aware of those. We may do a stroller partner, you know, for babies. We may do a couple others in there. So I hope your listeners we'll continue sort of to check on the Red website where these new partnerships will be announced, and you can look at the products. You can't buy them on our site, but you know, you buy them from our partners, and you click right through there.
Are you seeking new, you know, corporate brands to work with, that, you know, participate? And also,
sure.
Do you focus on verticals? In other words, do you have multiple companies within a vertical? I see you from the few names that I've seen, I don't really see that, but how do you view that?
You mean whether there's category
right,
exclusivity?
Multiple, right, exactly. Multiple
right,
companies.
Well, we've had the partners in their product categories are exclusive. So we don't have, you know, we've had Motorola as a partner, so we didn't have a different cell phone company as a partner. And Apple, just, you know, somebody could say, well, what about Apple and Dell? Apple is our music device partner, and Dell is our portable partner. So companies have been great and very flexible about allowing a thing like that in an ordinary licensing agreement. You know, if you were licensing the Olympics, such a thing probably wouldn't be possible. But here, because I think everybody recognizes that we're trying to, do the right thing, the companies have been great about allowing that kind of stuff. But the answer, Alan, to your other question, which is sure, we are looking for new partners that are enthusiastic. You know, it's not easy to be a Red partner. When you say earlier that companies are excited about doing this, it's not completely true. So, you know, there are companies that said no to us on this project. They didn't feel that the AIDS in Africa would be understandable to their customers. They felt that, you know, we asked people to be involved with us for 5 years, so to sign a 5-year deal. A lot of people wanted to do a 1-year deal and various other things. So we deliberately made it kind of hard to become a Red partner, because we wanted companies who are really, really serious. And we got them. You know, Gap has a long tradition of manufacturing products in Africa and employing people there, and they were able to showcase the quality of those goods and some of the offerings that they made. Motorola made packaging for the phones. Yeah, they couldn't make the phone, but they did make packaging. As I said earlier, Hallmark has gone there looking for poetry and materials, even paper. So we wanted people to have that level of commitment. We didn't, you know, we never thought Red would be a promotional device, Alan, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, sure.
We wanted it always to be extremely substantive and serious, because the issue we're addressing is such a, the biggest health care crisis in history. You have more than 25 million people are HIV positive, and when I say that 3 million on medicine is a great thing, it is a great thing, but the idea that there are 20-some-odd million not on medicine and more and more people getting infected every day, it's just a tremendously daunting challenge for our country and for, you know, people all over the world, is that we have to rise up to face this thing. So we wanted companies who had that kind of attitude, who were not promotional, who were not trying to, you know, get a photo with Bono or whatever other things that certain people might have wanted to do. We didn't do those. So we're interested in companies who want to be really hardcore about things and very, serious about it.
Okay. Well, Maul, I know you have to go. Well, thank you for joining us.
I have another show coming up.
Well, I'd be thrilled to work with your network if you want to, contact me offline here a little bit, and maybe we could work out some fun things.
Well, we might get a Red feather duster going. Who knows?
There you go.
Hey, Maula sells more dust. What do you sell the most?
Scrubbers.
What are they?
It's a $5 tool that will clean everything from cat hair and dog hair to dust bunnies. You name it, it will clean it. It cleans the louvers on your doors. It's $4.99, and we sell lots of them.
She's the largest seller of rubber scrubbers in the United States. So
is that right?
She's got. Oh, this is a great story. And so we'll follow up, Bobby, after the show, and we'll meet you, and want to you also as well to introduce you to Blog Talk Radio and what we do, because this is a global platform which helps people communicate globally. So we definitely want to talk further about that. Marla, so thank you for joining.
Thanks
and we'll follow up.
Thanks for having me. Nice to meet you, Bobby.
Thank you, Marla.
So,
bye-bye.
Just kind of back to, now that Obama's in, and what's your – have you met him, and have you spoken to Obama or his representatives about the Global Fund?
Yes, of course.
And what
I have not done that in my red capacity. I just want to make sure everybody understands red is a non-political thing in that sense. But in our one.org work, that's the advocacy organization I mentioned earlier, Alan.
Yeah.
Where we have got students and moms and all kinds of people and an online gang there that we work hard to keep all political leaders cognizant of this crisis. So, yes, during the campaign, Senator Obama was fantastic. As you know, honestly, I have to say Senator McCain was pretty terrific also in their promises about the Global Fund and, America's role in global public health and what a great example of American ingenuity and so forth that these medicines are, and it's the right thing to do, that sort of stuff. So, yes, I believe that President Obama and his team will deliver on those promises and, feel them very directly. President Obama, as everybody knows, is an African, half African.
Right.
I think he'll do, amazing things in global public health and in the leadership of, the world to, address these things once the financial system is stabilized.
Sure.
I think he's got his hands full, and the teams have got their hands full in the near term trying to stabilize our financial system.
Yeah, that's
perfect.
No, I think
yeah. So are there other, what other countries have really stepped up to this issue in Africa and the Global Fund?
France is the second biggest donor to the fund after the United States. They've done an amazing job. England, United Kingdom, do a tremendous job. And then the Nordic countries have always done an amazing job. They give a huge amount of their percentage of their gross domestic product is given to global aid and to the Global Fund. But that's all online. You can see the list. And there are some countries that have done, a really terrible job, including some very big and very wealthy countries. So, we're always hoping that when they see that red is given more money than they have,
yeah,
that they'll think, we can't let, some Irish singer give more than our country. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Or a bunch of American consumers. That's ridiculous. We have to step up. So, that's another nice use of red, is that red really was dreamt up by, a couple of people, and a couple of companies took that big risk, the heroic companies, and kaboom, it's given more money to the Global Fund than, many countries. I think someone told me it's the 9th or 10th biggest source of funds for the Global Fund, red. So
yeah, it's
there's some countries that need to get going. And they need domestic political pressure and communication for people to know that. A lot of people don't know, for example, they don't know that these medicines exist to keep people alive. On our site, we have a little video that's called the Lazarus Effect, which shows before and after pictures. So people chose a picture of a person before they got the medicine and then a picture of the person after they got the medicine. And this thing has been viewed more than 1 million times on YouTube without any promotion to it. So
yeah.
People pass around and go, wow, do you know that? So that taught me that we needed to do a much, much better job of showing people this is what can be done with your money and explaining it. Because when people see that video, they go, oh, my God, I'm in. That's what you're doing? I'm in. Put me down for that. And that's a great thing. So I hope, in the future, if you do other shows and stuff, that you'll point people toward that video, because it's only 30 seconds and it's very, very explanatory.
Yeah, we'll post up the video to the show notes on this show and we'll circulate it. And I think that, down the road, and by the way, James Boyce sends his regards to you.
Yeah, I know. He's been really great, helpful to us.
Yeah, I know. He's great. And I knew James a couple of years back, when I started out Blog Talk Radio, he thought this was a kind of a cool way for people around the world to talk about ideas. And we've broadcast over 200,000 shows. It's really a citizen broadcast network, which is also broadcasting for, the PBS is broadcasting here. We have a show actually hosted by Martin Savage called World Focus, which is, you know, talking about the Congo and Kashmir and, you know, a lot of global issues. So it's quite interesting.
Good for you. That's a fantastic venture.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. So I was looking here as well. We have, you know, you have Giselle, Christy Turlington, a lot of notables, pretty faces and so on are kind of coming on board. And I, that's really helpful to you, I'd imagine, in terms of creating visibility and branding and exposure for Red.
Yes, I think it is. But I just want to make sure you understand that those people, all of them, are traveling to Africa, and they're really understanding exactly what it is that they're talking about. It's a little like the companies, as I was saying earlier. We're very serious about which people we're working with, and they do real work so that they're able to explain it. We do. Didn't want to just, you know, have just a big party at the Oscars or something. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Of course, of course.
So these people are, you know, Christy Turlington is going to, maybe I shouldn't say, probably it's okay. She's going to school now in public health in New York. She's trying to get a master's degree in that.
Mm-hmm.
She got so excited and interested in it. So, yes, absolutely. These people are able to get people to pay attention, and that's our goal. The more people who pay attention, the more work will be done on this, and the more likely it is that these lives will be saved. And that's our goal.
On that, I want to thank you for the time you spent today on my show. It was a pleasure to meet you, Bobby. It's Product Red. Why don't you give the URLs again, the websites you'd like people to focus on?
Sure. Ours is joinred, joinred.com, joinred.com. And it has all the information on all the partners, the product descriptions, the idea of Red. We have a blog on there. People are welcome, you know, all the time. In our political activities, that is, you know, Bono and my and many other people's organization is called One.org. That has offices in America and, London and Berlin. And we're trying in there to have a sort of worldwide movement of citizens around the world who are demanding that their governments treat this issue very seriously and work hard on it. So those are our two things. I hope people on the Red site really do click on the Lazarus Effect video. There's a lot of detailed stuff on there, and sometimes people don't have time to read all the detailed stuff. But the one thing everybody really must see is the Lazarus video, because once you see people come from what looks like near death to being alive, and you think for 30 cents a day, if I use a Starbucks card, every week I pay for that woman to get that medicine every day, it's a pretty easy, I think, decision to make.
Well, maybe what we'll do is we'll have Marla include a copy of the video in her email as we start planning for the Red Rubber Scrubbers.
There you go, the Red Rubber Scrubbers and Red Valentine's Day. I
exactly.
You, Alan, all the Valentine's Day cards you sent out are going to be Hallmark cards. I feel that.
Very
Hallmark.com /red.
Got it.
All the wrapping paper you use, all your personal thank you letters will now be written on red cards and so forth.
Great. Well, thank you for joining me. I really appreciate it.
All the best to you. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
Hi.
You've been listening to Bobby Shriver. It's really an amazing story, what he and Bono have done, and all the other people participating in Red have done. And once again, you've been listening to The Alan Levy Show at Blog Talk Radio. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks for joining Alan and Hillary on The Alan Levy Show. Make sure to join the conversation by calling 347-677-0649 and listen to The Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio.